This episode of Dark Chat contains mature subject matter that you and your loved ones may find offensive. If that's the case, turn off or stop listening.
Or grow up.
Yeah. Google Chrome. Welcome to Dark Check. We've been a little bit inconsistent lately, but yeah. That's okay. Summer's gonna be a movie, man. Yeah, summer 22. It's gonna be crazy for real.
Man, ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing, Ewan?
I had a crazy streetcar ride home from school. I was telling Michaela and Dan before class, this big ass dude pressed his bare ass cheek against me.
That sounds crazy.
Like, I felt something like rub against my shoulder and kind of stay there. And then I see this like really wide guy walk past me, and I'm like, whatever. Like, he can't nimbly like fit through the seats, whatever. Like, he bumped me. But then when he gets by me, I see that his sweatpants are like down to his knees, and he's fully just pressed his ass cheek against me. It was crazy.
Sounds like he likes you.
Top five train car rides.
It was crazy.
Jesus.
So that's been my day.
Well, you swore three times already, so I'm gonna have to cut that.
I don't think ass cheeks is a bad word.
Okay. Well, last time, the last top five was the top bottom five.
Bottom five
words that start with T.
Yep. Serena won, so it didn't count.
Today's episode is top five crimes we would commit.
Now,
maybe
we wouldn't commit them
theoretically.
If there was like a purge,
hypothetically,
that's what we're doing first.
Metaphorically,
yeah, of course. Allegedly. Sam,
I'll go first. Yeah,
we also have a little ad to throw in.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we get that going off the bat?
Do you hate convenience and everyone in line behind you? Do you want to pack 30 cars into one small location that makes them all unidentifiable? How many Instagram ads have you seen for what you thought was the next best invention, only to find out you'd rather keep your cards under your tongue? Do you want your cash so folded that it can't go in the ATM machine? Then we've got the wallet for you. Ridge Wallet is arguably the most inconvenient and infuriating wallet on the market. For a small price of only $120, you can get the base model of the wallet that you're sure to absolutely hate after the first use. Ridge.
Okay, so my number five crime I would commit, well, like, it's legal, but before it was legal, drugs.
Oh, really?
You know, take it nice and easy at five.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Smoke a little spliffy with the boys. Not a spliff, though.
No.
All right. But now it's legal, so like.
Yeah, not really.
It doesn't count.
Okay, fine. Number four, I would do a jewelry heist.
Common lately. There's been two.
Yeah.
In the past, like, 2 weeks. Yeah.
No. I'm talking like out of a movie jewelry heist.
Like Grand Theft Auto.
Like Ocean's, like, 11.
Yeah. Like a big, like one that would make me look really cool, you know?
Yeah.
Big, damn. One of those, that kind of jewelry has. Like, have you seen Red Notice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
But like a much better movie. The third one I would commit, if I could get away with it, is, we're doing this, rob a bank.
Okay.
Same idea.
If I could do it, yeah. But like, no, this is like a bank. Like, no, I wouldn't like hold them up at gunpoint. But I would just, like, I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
And I would just take a bunch of cash.
Hey, can you give me all your money?
Number two is arson.
Okay.
Exciting. Yeah, if I had to light something on fire, if I had to.
Yeah.
I would.
You're forced to.
If I had no choice but to, you know.
For more.
What would you light on fire first?
Well, that goes into my number one, which is insurance fraud. So I would likely light, you know, my own restaurant on fire and then claim the insurance fraud from that.
Or like Ronnie's heads up, eh?
What's that?
Ronnie's heads up.
No. I don't own the restaurant. Yeah, insurance fraud would be my first.
Pretty good one
for sure. Not a bad list. Bad.
No,
you know, considering I put it together about life insurance fraud. No.
Just
regular
insurance,
like a boat or a restaurant.
All right, Ewan, how's your list looking?
Phenomenal.
Were you ready to go over there?
Yeah, I can go.
All right.
Number five, I'd love to get away with tax evasion just from now until the end of my life. Whether that be in Canada or move the money to like the Cayman Islands or whatever.
If you get rich enough, you might be able to.
Yeah, so love to get away with that. That's more of like a attainable one. Like I would love that. Some of the other ones I wouldn't want to do, you know, like aggravated assault or whatever.
Yeah, is that on your list?
No. Number four, I'd want to steal something from the zoo. Like a baby gorilla or something.
That thing would grow up though, and it wouldn't be so baby anymore.
Yeah, I would still. I could use it for the rest of my crimes.
All right. Riding in on your gorilla, an accomplice.
Number three. Maybe you ever seen the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Yes.
I've seen the trailer.
I'd want to do all that like fake check stuff.
Okay.
Just so you can print money.
Yeah.
Number two, another great film, Home Alone. Mm-hmm. I'd be a wet bandit. Number one, the crime I would most want to get away with. Never getting caught by a fare inspector on the TTC.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not common, though, to get caught.
No.
With the fare.
But they ding you when they catch you. It's like 160.
Yeah. I got a few of those in Montreal. Overall, great list, though, Ewan.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Specific.
Okay, so my number five is... you know when school buses stop and they put the hand out? I would love to get away with that. Now, I don't want to hit any kids. I don't. That's not the goal. It's not hit and run.
That's another charge.
But the ticket you get for blowing that stop hand is insane. It's like 6 points and a massive fine.
Really?
Yeah, because you run over.
Yeah, so I feel like if you were able to get away with that, it would be pretty sick. So, like, you see that hand come out, and just that's it. Keep going. Number four, I have gas and dash. If these prices don't come down, this may be attainable because it's getting out of hand. And there was like some report that like over $1,000 worth of gas has been stolen since like the peak.
Really?
Since gas has started shooting
people
up.
Like sell, like putting it in like fuel jugs and like selling.
Yeah, that has happened. Or like people are gassing up like stolen cars with like stolen plates and then they like siphon it out. So pretty crazy. But yeah, no, gas and dash saved me so much money. Kind of thinking long term here. Number three, I have rob a Toys R Us.
Why do you want a Toys R Us?
What wouldn't you want?
I mean, like once
like
you,
every
once you're like 10, okay.
The entire Lego section.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I bring it home.
So why not just rob like Lego then?
Because I feel like that's too much.
That's disrespectful to the culture.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like Ewan said, like robbing Legoland would be like disrespecting the culture.
Oh,
I do it from Toys R Us, and I'm just cutting the middleman. Yeah. Toys R Us paid for from Lego. That Lego's paid for.
Is that your two or three?
That was my third.
Okay.
Number two, I have feces throwing. What has to go through your head to be like, I'm gonna go hurl poop at people in public today? It seems like a pretty crazy experience, and
you
I don't know
do that?
If he was under. No, I just like, what's going through your head when you're doing it? Like, yo, this is gonna hurt.
I'm gonna get them.
Yeah, I'm gonna show them how bad my stomach hurt this morning.
You could use Lucas. You are Lucas. You could use Ewan's baby gorilla.
I could absolutely.
Oh, the torque you would get on that thing.
It's just a high speed feast.
Don't give him too much fruit. Make it a little hard. He could kill someone.
Yeah. So speaking of killing someone, my number one is the chair off the balcony. That chick blew up.
Yeah.
When that happened, when the girl who threw the chair off the balcony onto like the QEW, the gardener.
I didn't know. No.
I think she was in like a Drake music video.
Yeah. She was like in a condo, like high up, and she threw a chair off her balcony, like onto the highway. And it didn't hit anybody, but like they recorded, like it was recorded,
like,
and then it
and
found out.
Going into court,
yeah.
Paparazzi.
Yeah.
Really?
Like she was so famous.
When was this? A couple of years ago?
Like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, no. I was in Montreal.
And I feel like just throwing a chair off a balcony, like, that's some pretty, like...
Pretty excessive.
It's kind of like a party thing, you know? It's like jumping through a table. Yeah, just be, like, tossing a chair off the balcony.
Not like a 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sober on a Tuesday kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, no, not like her. But, no, I think that'd be pretty cool. So that's my number one, just tossing a chair.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was a good
list. That was a good
list. I should have gone for
no honorable mentions this week.
No.
You always have, like, at least 2.
I know. Yeah. I try to keep it short and sweet. I don't want, like, anybody listening to think I have too much going on. I have kept it at 5. I don't need the FBI waiting for me at home.
Okay.
Serena, yeah. Number 5 is stealing potatoes.
That's a good one. Number 5, I have tax evasion. Just because, you know, like, Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, look at him now. He's, like, loaded. He went to jail, but he's loaded. Number 4, I have theft. Just because, you know.
What kind of theft?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Like, Grand Theft Auto? Like, stealing cars?
Yeah, just run over people.
I'm pretty sure that's a different crime.
The wheels have come off the bus on this list.
What?
I said you look cute.
Okay.
I'd probably rob a bank.
So far, you're just combining, like, everybody else's list.
No, I wrote these down before you guys said it.
No, number 3 is stalking.
I didn't say number 3 yet.
You said number 3 is robbing a bank.
No, I said 4.
No. Number 4 was theft.
5 was tax evasion.
Yeah.
What, so you have 5.1, then 4?
No.
It's time for voting, everybody.
Yeah, for real.
Number 3, I have stalking. Because, yeah, you stalk people like...
Like you? Like to show you?
Yeah. Like, if I could choose one person to, like, stalk, then we can get away with it.
Who?
Like,
who would it be?
Who would it be?
I'm going to have to cut this out. Are we going to be able to, like, post this?
Yeah.
I don't know who I would stalk. Probably, like, a celebrity.
Okay.
Drake?
Noah Beck?
Noah Beck.
Vinny Hacker.
Vinny
Hacker.
Austin Matthews.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Number 2, I have...
Oh my god.
Wow.
Just because I thought it was funny.
We're all laughing.
What's your number 1? Like, homicide?
Number 1, I have indecent exposure.
Did that last Friday?
Oh, I did. No, no one saw. Well, that I know of.
No, you knew.
Yeah.
We all know.
But I mean, like, actually going out.
Oh, just, like, streaking?
Yeah, just, like...
What do you do, like, fun though, or you just, like, walk out of your house?
No, I just walk out of my house.
Or you wait till you're like store. You wait till you're, like, in the outfield of the Jays game, just hop on the field.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that, yeah. As a victim of indecent exposure today, I don't find that funny.
Yeah, Serena's lost you in the vote. Touchy
subject.
Chugs, give us one.
I wrote down a couple.
Oh, okay.
Because I started thinking. One, I don't want to call, like, a bomb threat on, like, Disney World or, like, Universal or something, so, like, someone evacuates, and then I have the whole park to myself.
I was going
to
say.
Well, I think the workers would evacuate,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, rides may not be running.
Okay, I'll do it myself.
Okay.
I'll hire my own people.
Okay.
There you go.
I mean, I feel like another one, I've had to do, like, Grand Theft Auto, so, like, yeah. Porsche or something, because my mom loves Porsches.
Oh. There you go. Just go down Bay Street. Sure,
you
go
find one. There you go.
Yeah. It's going to be a 10-minute episode. He's gonna be like, Porsche.
My number 5. So the voting for today.
All right, I'll start. Okay, congratulations. Well, I guess we'll start the voting process.
Yeah. Do we give Chugs an honorary vote?
Sure. Yeah, Chugs can vote. Yeah.
Chugs in on it.
I'm gonna go with you, and I liked your list, but then you thrown excrement, and I was like, all right, well, that's gonna.
Man, do it for me. I gotta stand behind on this.
I respect
that. I think it'd be a fun crime.
If I vote Serena's list, I would legitimately go to jail.
Yeah. Probably.
Nice.
I'm
not saying I would commit them. Maybe
but these are the ones we would commit.
Maybe the first
one. Top 5 funniest. Ewan, your vote.
I like Serena's list until the indecent exposure.
Sorry, I should have put a trigger warning.
Because that's not funny. I like Julia's list, calling it a bomb threat. That's smart. And then I don't really remember Sam or Lucas's list. So I'm going to vote for Sam.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. All right. Cool.
You go.
I just voted for him.
Oh. Yeah, they voted for each other.
Okay.
You? I did not vote yet.
Honestly, I'm going to have to give it to our guests. That bomb threat one, I didn't even think of.
Me neither, though.
That's like, that's crazy. Hella creative.
I like the bomb threat.
But like, start like swatting people?
Yeah. Just cause. And that was your first one, right?
Yeah, she started off strong. Running, yeah. Right. All right, my vote's for Chugs.
Serena?
I'm gonna vote for Lucas.
Chugs?
See, I was gonna vote for Lucas too.
That's all right. We have tiebreakers.
So you're going for Lucas?
Yeah.
Well, you won.
I won?
Yeah, you just won. Oh, that's not your tiebreaker.
Yeah. I thought somebody else had to.
No. Oh, you were gonna have three votes. You had my vote too.
I think I would have had Ewan's if he actually remembered what yours and I's list was.
That's true, yeah. I had stuff that wasn't so fun.
No.
You had fun stuff.
I did. I tried to go lighthearted with it. You know,
like, you looked up oddest, like what was it?
I look up like most bizarre crimes. Yeah. But I only took two. Like the other three were mine. Yeah. Like the Toys R Us gas and dash and especially the blown past the school bus hand. That one was on me. Because there's like a little side street right next to my house, and I always get stuck behind the school bus. And it's like, yo, one day I just Fast and Furious like drift around there. So. Anyways, we're back. We back.
Yeah.
Who day?
Yeah.
No.
Not really. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fun. I kind of miss this. Kind of sad. Do you
say anything anyway?
Well, we gotta prepare. Like we're just like, okay, well, it's due tonight. Let's film it tonight.
Yeah. You and your thoughts.
Yeah, I liked it.
Good to be back, eh?
Feels great to be back.
Enjoying a beautiful day in
Where's Reggie?
China. Nice out. My Reggie's asleep. My hands are a little cold. I'm gonna go support the Rams on Wednesday. So
yeah.
Yes, sir.
Go girls basketball and girls hockey.
Men's hockey.
Yeah.
True patriot of the school.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Dart Check.
Tons of fun. Can't wait to see you next.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Episode.
Don't worry. We'll be back.
And then it'll be better.
I got a piece so bad. Yeah.
That's like the seventh time.
Yeah.
I never put it.
Okay.